Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Ball podcast for Monday the 25th of April 2011. I hope you're having a good bank holiday weekend. Last Tuesday, which was the 19th of April 2011, I was at a meeting of the London Blog Club, which meets every month in a pub normally, somewhere in central London, and we usually have speakers come along to talk to us about something which is topical. And this month saw a variation on that theme, the first Bloggers Challenge, where six of the regular visitors were invited to speak. And yes, I was one of them. And I videoed the meeting. Now, unfortunately, the video didn't turn out very well because we were in an upstairs room in a pub, and the sound didn't carry particularly well, and the darkness means that you can't see the video particularly well. However, because I speak very loudly when I speak, you can actually hear me, so what I've done is I've imported the soundtrack into this podcast. I was talking about Unfart. Unfart is the medicine which can cure everything. The sound quality of this is not up to my usual standards, but have a listen.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, mums and dads. I want you all to imagine just for a moment that you are completely normal. Because I am not. Unfart. The medicine that will cure anything. It's empty. Unfart is about psychology. It's free. It's a methodology. It helps us focus on getting things done and stop farting around doing all the things which really don't get you anywhere. I have three blogs. Proactivepaul.com is one of them. I have three business websites. And the purpose of my three blogs is to drive traffic to my business sites. And I do that by doing podcasts and by doing video. And if you were here last month, you will remember Sanjay Shelat told us, video is useless for SEO. Podcasts are useless on Google and for getting traffic. So basically, he shot down my strategy in flames. But my point is, I don't want high Google rankings. I'm not interested in SEO. I'm interested in getting you on audio, on getting you on video. Because if I do that, you will be interested in looking at my website. And you'll spot the advert linking you to my business. So audio engages people. Video engages people. And these sorts of meetings ensure that the online world and the offline world get to meet. How many of you actually make money from your blogs? How many of you make megabucks from your blogs? Brilliant. I have one client who makes £250,000 a year from his websites. He has about 1,000 websites, and he has a team of people doing the work for him. He doesn't fart about doing it himself. He's doing it on an industrial scale. And the point I want to make is do what I do. Don't care about SEO. Don't care about Google. Connect with real people. My blogs and my business sites cross-pollinate one another. If you want to make money from a blog, you have got to do it on an industrial scale, otherwise it's not going to work. You might as well just stick with the day job and make sensible money doing that. Henry Ford said, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you are absolutely right. If you think you can make megabucks from your blog, you're right. And if you've got this sneaky suspicion in the back of your head that you are not going to make megabucks from your blog, you're right.